Hey everyone, bringing you inspiration Monday through Friday, it's the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing an encore lift today, we have Christian Science practitioner, Kate Robertson. She's from Buena Vista, Colorado. Her lift is also available in French.
The year that my dad passed away, I was 19, the oldest of eight children, and my mother's new partner in keeping our family sheltered and fed. Social Security payments had not kicked in, and although I worked three jobs to help, it was never enough. I was scared. That Thanksgiving, the elementary school that my younger siblings attended held a food drive for a needy family. When the children arrived home eager to participate, my mom never batted an eye. She took the last of our own home-canned goods from the pantry for them to give. I was angry. What would we have for Thanksgiving dinner? But Mom was unmoved. She reminded me of the story of Jesus feeding the multitudes and how he had asked his disciples what they had to share, then took it from them, blessed it, and gave it back to them to share with the more than 5,000 gathered. She said that nothing could deprive her children of their right to be generous. Thanksgiving evening arrived, and I felt bitter, but Mom was peaceful. Instead of the pies and stuffing we'd always prepared before Dad's passing, she suggested that we have a gratitude service around the kitchen table. Mom asked us to think of things we couldn't see with our eyes. I simply rolled mine. Lila chimed in that she was thankful that she had finally memorized the Lord's Prayer. Mom asked us to say it together. And as we reached the part that says, "Give us this day our daily bread," the doorbell rang and we all jumped up to answer it. Standing at the door were our neighbors from the elementary school community with boxes and boxes of food. We were the needy family. Mom invited everyone in and then called me into the kitchen. She asked me to open her copy of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy and read the marked citation. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker. Neither does withholding enrich us. The food that we were given that night lasted until Social Security payments started. But the greatest gift of that Thanksgiving was the realization that gratitude and generosity are not something that we need to wait until we have more than enough to practice. It is our divine right to be generous and to be thankful.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.